Love Talk Radio.
Call me anytime. Call me. Hello, good evening. It is your girl T on Talks with T. So thank you so much for joining me this evening. It's been a minute since I've been on, but I'm back. I'm on, and I got some stuff to talk about tonight. So let's get started. Okay, so tonight's topic on Talks with T is the topic that I'm going to be discussing tonight is going to be, it's about relationships, it's about husbands and wives, maybe not so much boyfriend and girlfriend, but husbands and wives. And it is, your spouse cheated on you and you decided to stay. Okay, did you stay in the relationship? If you did stay in the relationship, why did you stay in the relationship? What did your friends and your family think about you staying in the relationship? And are you two still together right now? So those are some of the questions that I want to know from you out there. If you have been through a similar situation like this and you either left the person or you decided to stay with the person. Maybe it happened while you two were dating, and then you still decided to marry this person anyway, knowing that they had cheated on you in the past. What made you decide to stay with them after you knew that they cheated on you, and then you decided to marry them? So those are the key questions that I want to get into tonight on this episode of Talks with T. So if you're out there and you can relate to this particular topic or you have a comment about this topic, I want to hear from you. I want you to call in. I want to talk to you. The number to call in is 646-787-8263 tonight on Talks with T. So the reason why I decided to talk about this particular topic today, and this is what actually got me back on the air, was the fact that I was at work today and I got into a heated debate with a woman who is, she's only 5 years my senior. Now, that could possibly make a difference. Because maybe where she grew up, how she grew up, did she grow up in a two-parent household, you know, was her dad there, was her dad involved in her life, you know, how was her mom when she was growing up, things like that. Because we had two completely different views on this particular topic. And when I gave her my point of view, she got extra, extra heated. Like, it was as if she was like, you are retarded. Like, she was hot, and she says, you know, that's what made me, I don't understand you young girls today. Now, I'm only 5 years younger than her. That, to me, that, okay, when she started kindergarten, I was basically just born. So, I mean, it's kind of a little bit of a difference, but it's not really, because we're both women, we both have children, so I relate to her in those aspects. But her stance on the subject was, you don't allow, her words, not mine, I'm quoting, okay, you don't allow a man to use up your biscuit, was the word, and treat it any old kind of way, and you're supposed to accept it. And what I was trying to explain to her was, but she would not let me get a word in. She was extremely upset about this. She basically was saying that the younger generation is just really, really stupid. And we cannot trust any man on the face of the earth. Not one single man on the face of the earth is trustworthy. And if we did decide to trust a man, then we are stupid, because you can't really, and this particular person is going to be getting married soon. which I was like, well, you don't trust the person you're about to marry? And she was like, to a degree, I trust him, but not all the way. And I'm like, well, why are you marrying him? I said, you can't not have any trust in man. You can't live your life not trusting nobody. Like, that's ridiculous. How can you live like that? How can you constantly have your guard all the way up with every relationship that you've been in with a man? No one, that they're not gonna last. They're not gonna last, and they're not gonna be full of, love and not real love. Like, I don't know. It was just very sad to me that the way she was so negatively portraying men and that they're all the same. Okay, yes, there's a bunch. If I lined up 10, most likely only one of them would not have cheated, and he probably didn't cheat because maybe he didn't even have the opportunity. I mean, who knows? But you can't just live your life and go from relationship to relationship and never trust any of them. So my stance on the cheating, the whole, if this is your husband and he cheated, first of all, okay, if it's your boyfriend, to me, that's something different, okay? Now, for me, if you're dating and your boyfriend and girlfriend, okay, if he cheats and he your boyfriend, you're not obligated to him in any way. Break up with his ass. Break up with him and leave him alone. Point blank, period. You really cannot trust him, and get rid of him because he showed you. He showed you who he is right there. Because y'all wasn't married. There's no ties in my book. Okay, y'all, maybe y'all didn't have any children. You're just boyfriend and girlfriend. Even if you did have children and he did that, but you're still just boyfriend and girlfriend, you're not obligated to be with him. Now, for me personally, I always felt like if you're married, I took that very, very, very seriously. And I even told my husband, before we got married, I told him, I said, I don't want to get married. I really, truly didn't want to get married because I always thought that if this man cheats on me, I'm gonna get a divorce. I am going to get a divorce, and there goes my marriage. And I did feel a little like maybe I couldn't trust him in that way. And so that's why I didn't want to get married, because I didn't want to go through the whole divorce thing. But, once life got in the way and we started having children before we were married, when the time came and he really asked me, I went ahead and said yes, even though I was still having my reservations. I still had my reservations, but I went ahead and did it anyway. And so I felt like, well, if it did come down to it, I have that right. I have that option. And I'm going to tell you the truth. It has not always been roses. It hasn't always been pretty. And I would be the first to tell anybody else, like, you don't have to be in that situation. Back then, the old me would tell somebody that. But after 20 years of being in this thing, I see that that is not the advice that I would give a young and up-and-coming person who just got married. I wouldn't give them that advice. I would say to them, how they felt. Don't make any rash decisions. And look at all the circumstances. And if you felt like, like it was something that you personally could. Oh, we have a caller. Give me a sec. I have a caller who's calling in. Let's see. I have a caller. Yes, caller, you're on with Talks with T. Yes, caller, you're on with Talks with T. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you, caller? What can I, do you have something to say about this particular topic that we're talking about, relationships?
Relationships, yes I do.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how old are you, young lady?
Well,
I am 17 years old.
17 years old. Oh, to be 17 again. Those were the days. Those were the days. So,
still are.
So you're in a relationship, and how? So it's just dating because you can't get married. You're only 17. So,
well,
has your boyfriend ever cheated on you?
Halfway.
No.
I'm not understanding what that means, halfway. What is that?
I'm sorry, ma'am. That was my child.
You said was you a child?
Well, you have a child, young lady?
Yes.
That, is it by the boyfriend? That's kind of early to be having a child. Has he ever given you reason to think that he had cheated on you or anything?
No.
So you feel pretty secure with the person that you're dating right now?
Yes.
You do. Okay. Well, I guess that's good. That's a good thing. But let me ask you this. If that person that you're dating now, if you did find out that he was cheating, what would your reaction to that be?
Well, I would have to tell him to square up.
I'm sorry, what?
Ma'am, I would have to fight him.
Okay, well, violence doesn't really solve anything. And why would you be fighting him? You don't need to fight him. You need to leave him because you're not married to that man, that boy. You have no ties to that young man. So why would you fight him?
I mean, I'm the one to always say, you do not have to put up with nobody that you don't want to. You don't.
And that's an excellent attitude to have at that young age. You should continue with that.
At any time.
At any time?
Anyone can get the cut off.
So anybody could get cut off?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I mean, yes, per se, they can, but if for no reason, or you're basing this off of a reason that this particular person might have cheated on you, or, you know, you suspect something and you found something out. Are you talking about like that?
I'm talking about like anyone that is a bad influence on me, or is just causing, or is just not like putting any good energy in my life, or just not adding to my life and helping in any way, they need to get cut off because they're a waste of space and time.
I absolutely love that you said that. That is a very key thing. Very key. And that's something that you should always remember, because with that positive outlook on things that you just said, that's going to get you far, because you're right. If they're not being a positive person in your life, if they're not adding anything to your life, then they don't need to be a part of it, and you do need to cut them off. because that's not going to do you any good. You need people that are going to lift you up and get you, help you get to another level, and you guys can build off of each other and reach higher with each other, not just someone who's just constantly negative Nancy, always talking down, always, you know, saying what they can't do, what they're not going to be able to do. Those type of people are not good people to be around, because that negative energy is like a dark cloud over your head also. So,
yeah,
I really would.
It's like, since we're talking about relationships, I would like to also mention the relationship with my mother. Sometimes it can be very negative, and it's a bad influence on the whole family. She just has this negative vibe to her that she just, you know, just spits out all over the house. And it's like, we don't know what to do. It's like maybe she's going through something within herself, but it's so much negativity in the house.
Well, are you sure it's negativity, or could it possibly be maybe she's telling you things that at that particular time you don't want to hear or don't want to do? Let's say she's telling you you need to clean your room or wash the dishes, and you don't feel like doing it. So you look at that as negative. That is not necessarily negative, young lady. That is.
Well, I think it's more like it's coming. She's being. I think it is negativity, and I think she's just coming from the side because my dad be getting on her, calling her stupid and all that all the time because she is a little, as I would say, left behind.
What? He's what?
Left behind. But it's okay. I think she gets the negativity from him because he is also mostly negative on her because she is left behind. Bless her soul. But he is.
Okay, but what if she's not the one that's necessarily left behind? It could just be very well y'all, because I mean, I don't know her personally, but from just talking to you, I see that you got a lot of stuff with you. You got a lot going on, it seems, and you know, it might be you. So there, caller. I appreciate you calling in.
Please don't talk about my mama like that.
Caller, I am not referring to your mama. Okay. But yes, thank you so much.
You are welcome, T, anytime.
I want to make sure you guys spread the word about Talks with T. I'm gonna try to, you know, get back into the swing of things and be on a couple times a week. Different topics. You guys can also email me at talkswithtea@yahoo.com. Email me your topic suggestions, any questions you have, anything you want me to talk about on the show, from relationships, from eating healthy. Really, really, I can talk about a wide range of things. You know, I talk about eating healthy. I can give you quick recipes to eating healthy, all kinds of things like that. So I look forward to talking with all of you and really getting to know you and getting you guys to call in.
Well, thank you, T. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thank you, young lady. Okay, so again, we're talking about relationships, and we're talking about, you know, some things that you've been through in your relationship in the past or present. Did you stay? Did you go? What did you do? I want you to call in tonight. We got a couple more minutes for the show. The number to call in is 646-787-8268. 6-3, you're on with T, and we're on Talks with T. Okay, so tonight we talked to a young lady. She's in a dating relationship. She's not married, but she has the right idea when she refers to if you're not being a positive influence in her life, she says she's going to cut you off. So that to me is the right attitude to have, because you really, if people aren't lifting you up and you're not surrounding yourself with good people and good situations, guess what? You are going to go down. So, again, if anybody wants to call in tonight, the number is going to be 646-787-8263 on Talks with T. So back to my situation at work. So the lady, she got really, really upset with me. She got really upset with me. And I was like, listen. Everybody does not have to, you have to weigh your pros and your cons with the situation. And if you did decide to stay in that situation after that person did that to you, that's your prerogative. That's your business. Especially if that is your husband. Nobody can tell you what to do with your relationship when you are a married couple. If you choose to stay with that man, then that's your decision. Don't let anybody influence you. Don't let anybody say, oh, you dumb if you stay with that fool. I don't see how you so stupid. You stuck on stupid. You are dumber than a bag of rocks. No. You don't have to listen to that. That's your business. That's your prerogative. Don't let nobody else ruin your life, because the person who's probably saying those types of things is the same person who probably ain't even got no man or could possibly want yours nowadays, because that's how it goes. Sometimes they be having their eyes on yours, because you'll sit up there and say, oh, he did X, Y, and Z for me, and look how big my ring is, and he does this and does that. Don't let him make a mistake. That same friend you told all that to is going to be the main one in your ear telling you to leave him alone, get rid of him. You don't need that in your life, and that's going to be the same one who, as soon as y'all break up, going to be the first one in line to try to date him. Because she had her eyes on him the whole time, because she wants him to do all the things for her that she saw him do for you. And those are the ones that you need to stay away from and be careful of. So that is what really is going down today, or tonight, I should say. And me, I've never been the type of person to listen to other people's opinions about my particular relationship. Now, I'm not going to lie, I have listened to their opinions on some other things, like doing this, my blog talk radio. I was very afraid, and I still am very nervous about what people are going to think. Are they going to think it's whack? Are they going to think this and that? Yes, it takes some time to develop these types of things. You have to get your niche. You have to get what's right for you. You got to try a little of this, try a little of that, and see what kind of thing you can put together and then work on it. But you have to constantly work on it. And see, I laid off working on it, and I'm going to get back on it, because I know that I have what it takes, and I'm going to make it work. But if I constantly listen to what other people's opinions of me are, or what other people are saying, or what other people tell me I should be doing, then when am I going to do what I want to do? That's not going to happen. So you can't let that other people's they, you know, DJ Khaled told you stay away from they, because they don't want you to win. They don't want you to be married. They don't want you to be in a good relationship. They want you to be single. They want you to be unhappy, because that's what they are, unhappy. So you need to stay away from they. That's what you need to do. Stay away from the they factor, because they will get you in trouble. I don't know who they are. I don't know where they come from, but there is a lot of them, and you got to be cautious of them. Don't listen to they, because they will get you in trouble. And I just want to thank all those who did listen to my episode tonight. I'm going to be back on air Friday night talking about another topic. So, again, I want you guys to either you can visit me at www.blogtalkradio.com/talkswitht. You can leave me a message on my board. You could also email me at talkswitht, that is talkswitte at yahoo.com, talkswitht, or you could hit me up on Instagram. My Instagram is talkswitht, again, talkswitteet. And those are the ways you can reach me. I want you to leave me a message. I want to know what you think. I want to know if you have any suggestions for me to make the show better. It would be better if people would call in and you know, you wouldn't have to listen to me talk so much. I want to hear from you guys, too, because I know there's people out there that do want to discuss certain things, and I'm here to talk. I'm here to listen. And I'm here to, you know, be a sounding board for different types of subjects, different types of conversations. I might not seem like it, but I know an awful lot. I know a lot about a little bit about a whole bunch of things, and I could always elaborate. But I really enjoy, you know, talking, helping people, and I know that eventually it's going to get better, and I just look forward to talking to all you guys. I want to grow my fans. I want to grow my fan base. I want, eventually I'm going to have it on video. I'm going to be on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. I haven't posted any videos on my YouTube channel as of yet. I also have a Periscope. I got to get back up and running, but I'll be on that social media outlet as well. So just look for me. Just check my Instagram, and I'll be posting on there, and I'll let you guys know what's coming up. And I'm also going to be taking it to the streets, and I'll be doing live shows where I'll interview couples and let them, you know, whatever the topic is, we'll be discussing it, and then we'll have, like, a Q&A session with the couple. So just look for me. I'm going to be doing this thing, and I just want to let you guys know I really appreciate talking to you guys for this little 30-minute segment, and look for me on Friday evening. I'll be back. I'll have a special guest in the studio with me talking. So, again, thank you so much for joining me on Talks with T. I hope all you guys have awesome. And I really appreciate you guys again. Thanks a lot.